USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tragic house fire in Erie, Pennsylvania, the home used as a round-the-clock daycare. Five little children died in the early Sunday blaze. Here's the Erie PA Fire Chief Guy Santone.
We were able to rescue or pull out the five younger children. Unfortunately, they all passed away.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway is supporting President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in his Manhattan jail cell over the weekend. Conway saying on Fox News Sunday, the president wants everything to be investigated. That's how she described Trump's retweet of a post blaming Epstein's death on the Clintons without any evidence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is taking issue with people putting the blame for mass shootings on President Trump, saying laying such blame on anyone is, in his words, a slippery slope. Scalise says Democrats shouldn't be blaming Trump's rhetoric after the mass shootings in recent weeks, just as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is not to blame for Scalise's being shot at a congressional baseball game.
The president's no more responsible for that shooting as Bernie Sanders is for my shooting. And he's not, by the way, responsible. The shooter is responsible.
He was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Singer John Legend put on a surprise show last night for survivors and families of victims of the mass shooting that killed nine people in Dayton, Ohio, last weekend. The Ohio native was in town to show his support for the community, touring the entertainment district where that massacre happened. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
President Trump having a back and forth with the former presidential communications director. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci firing back at President Trump. On Saturday night, Trump tweeted that Scaramucci seems to be, quote, the all-time expert on him. Though Trump added, he knows very little about me, adding Scaramucci lasted 11 days in the communications director's position. Scaramucci taking to Twitter after that to say he has fully supported the president, but, quote, recently he has said things that divide the country in a way that's unacceptable. The former communications director adding that Trump turns on everyone in the end. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A recent study from market research company YouGov finds that 30% of millennials and an increasingly large number of Gen Zers say they feel lonely. Here's Jennifer Breeden.
This compared to just 16% of Gen Xers and 9% of baby boomers. Experts stating that loneliness among millennials and Gen Z may be driven by personal and societal challenges today, including economic pressures, inability to communicate or discuss different ideas, and the rise of social media, where psychologists believe that curated versions young generations put online make it difficult to create real connections with others. Most experts stating the issue is too complex and solutions must consider multiple societal causes.
And the 2019 Teen Choice Awards being handed out this evening, the ceremony being held in the sand in Hermosa Beach. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.